everyone, and welcome to another episode of Peach State Prospects, your go-to podcast for all things Atlanta Braves minor league system. I am your host, Gaurav, and today, oh boy, we have a treat. We are diving into the future of the Braves by taking a look at who the Braves just drafted with their first two draft picks of the 2024 MLB draft. Joining me today, Garrett Spain, and returning to us is MLB draft expert Matt Powers. So sit back and join us as we break down the potential of these rising stars and explore how they fit into the Braves' long-term plans. Sit back, grab some popcorn, and let's go ahead and get ready for an extremely exciting episode of Peach State Prospects. Let's go ahead and get things started. So in the first round, a bit of a surprise, Braves nabbed left-handed pitcher Cam Caminiti out of Arizona. Garrett, break down to us kind of how the Braves were able to get Cam and your overall scouting report for him.
Yeah, this first round went awfully weird. Things started to get a little bit weird, starting it around the Seaver King pick at number 10, and a lot of guys that were expected to go high in the draft, like Trey and Savage, they dropped pretty significantly, and Caminiti was one of those guys. I don't think any of us thought that Caminiti was really an option for the Braves, just because of what we think his price is, but Braves nabbed him anyway, and this is a great talent. I mean, a fastball up to 98, he's only 17 years old, already up to 98. You know, there were great changeup, high-level athlete. You know, there were a lot of questions coming into this spring about his ability to spin breaking balls, but he did quite well in improving both his slider and his curveball this spring. I think both of those pitches are a bit slower than what the Braves tend to like out of their prospects, so you may see them try to have him throw his slider a little bit faster, but still looking at a guy with clean delivery, pitcher's body, already a fantastic arm talent and high-level athleticism. And I don't think any of us expected to get that sort of talent in this draft at 24. This is a guy that I think is the top prep pitcher in this draft. I know Matt thinks he's the top prep pitcher in the draft, and I'll let Matt talk more about him in a little bit, but having this guy sitting there at 24 was such a shock to us. And even going into that pick, we all were like, well, they'll probably go down board a little bit, get a different player, someone like Dax Whitney, who they could have gotten under slot. And then the Caminiti pick went in, and I think it was just universal excitement for it. And I'm really excited about this pick, but I definitely want to hear what you and Matt both think about this pick.
I definitely have to admit, I was very surprised. Cam wasn't even on my draft board because, again, didn't think he would be remotely available. We're talking about a 17-year-old that reclassified this year. He was going to be, you know, I safe to say he's going to be a lottery pick in the 2025 draft. Found his way to 24. I have to imagine the Braves prospects, you know, the Braves prospect crew just kind of going nuts with the just the sheer idea of being able to pick someone with that much talent in his arm. I think what Kylie said, even during the draft coverage itself, was he's got a couple of fringe breaking pitches in his curveball and his slider. But at 17, shouldn't it be fringe? Like, there's so much to like about Cam. Incredibly intriguing talent. Matt, I'd love to hear from you. What are your general thoughts on Cam?
So I didn't even consider him to be an option for the Braves and talk about him heading into the draft because I just never believed he'd be there. And any thought that he would possibly slip down, which was small because of the pitching in this draft, I just assumed it was going to be so far over slot that the Braves were not even going to attempt to do that because the Braves don't go heavily over slot on prep arms in the first round. But as this draft board played out, and it was just another one of those years where it seems like everyone that the Braves are in on seems to come off the board just before they get on the clock. And it seemed like they scrambled a little bit and decided we're just going to go all in on the best player available, the best prep arm in this class. I mean, there's a lot to like about him. I mean, he is going to be expensive and probably that impact will be seen throughout the rest of this draft, but I don't really think that matters much, especially in what's considered a weaker draft by many. But I mean, there's nothing about this kid that you don't Like, he's got four pitches, which have all shown above average to plus potential. He throws strikes. He's not even 18 until August. He's got some projection left on his body. He is a two-way player as well, athletic enough where defensively he plays center field, and probably, if he wanted to, could have been drafted as a hitter, but obviously his future's on the mound. But just to show you what kind of athlete he is, but there's just so much to like about him. Obviously, he's only 17, and just like any 17-year-old, he's going to need multiple years before he really enters the conversation of helping in Atlanta. But that's to be expected when you're drafting not only a high school pitcher, but a high school pitcher who's young for his class. And I'm just shocked he was available, shocked that the Braves were willing to most likely go quite a bit over to get him. But at this point in the draft, there was nobody else that really matched up with what he could have given you at the number 24 pick.
I like the mechanics. I like his ability to repeat his mechanics. I'm actually going to ask you two a question here. Gary, I want to hear from you first because I have a little snippet that might be intriguing. What do you expect? If you had to guess, what would you expect Cam to sign for?
I mean, I would expect bare minimum 4 million, and that's if he really likes the Braves. I would expect him to maybe go 1 million over slot. I believe the slot value is 3.55 million. I have not looked it up recently, so if I'm a little bit off, but it's in that range, about 3.5 million. I would expect him to go about 4.5 million would be my guess. It could be higher, could be lower, but I think 4.5 million is still a pretty safe number for the talent that they're getting, and which doesn't completely blow up the draft, but pretty much they're going to struggle to get talent any later than that.
For reference, the Braves draft pool is 7.7 million. Matt, let's go to you. What do you expect Cam to sign for?
I'm gonna go 5 million. I think 4.5 million is the absolute lowest that you could imagine seeing, but I think that based on where he ranks, he's an LSU commit, obviously, and knowing what some of the other pitchers in this draft had asked for, I see him going higher than that. So I'm thinking 5 million probably sounds about.
I will say for reference here, Sloan asked for, and Sloan is the worst prospect in Kennedy, asked for 4 million. That's at least the rumors that that was his asking price. So we're definitely looking at over that number just so that everybody kind of has that kind of in mind, as like a worst prospect is looking for 4 million. So keep that in mind going forward.
In my best Lee Corso imitation, not so fast, Garrett, I have heard that there is a possibility that he comes in close to four. I don't know if that's actually going to happen, but there is a legit possibility that the Braves were able to sign him for right around 4 million, which would put him slightly over the draft slot itself. Well, a lot over the draft slot, but still not completely taking the entire value of that draft. So a lot to see there and a lot to be encouraged by with that first pick. Now we head on over to the second round
I
and
did just want to add, I heard that tonight that he actually did want to be a part of the Braves organization. I don't know how much that will play into the negotiations, but I do know for a fact that being a part of the organization with our pitching development did have some influence over his decision to be a Braves pick.
So whether you're from Venezuela or you're a pitcher, you want to go to the Braves. Outstanding stuff, Matt. Appreciate that. Moving on to the second round, we have a left. We have a pitcher, Carter Holton from the University of Vanderbilt. Garrett, what do you have for us for Carter?
Yeah, Carter has struggled with some injuries later in the season that really kind of muddied the waters on what his draft stock would be. But I really think that there's some value here for the Braves getting him at 62, where they may be able to save a little bit of money here and still get a fairly highly talented guy. Now, I think the question with him, he's an undersized guy. Is he going to stick as a starter or a reliever? That's going to kind of dictate his ultimate value. But this is a lefty who up to 98 with his fastball, mixes in four pitch mix, and really took a step forward with his control this spring before he got injured. So it's a guy who stuff wise could start. Right now, it kind of looks like more than likely he's going to be a reliever with the injury, with the size. The Braves have gone with these undersized guys quite a bit, but I would say that Holton's a little bit different because he is 5'11", but he throws very over the top. So it's not quite the extreme vertical approach angle. We've talked about that a lot, where a flat vertical approach angle really helps fastballs play up. It's not an extreme vertical approach angle like you might see with a guy in the system like Hayden Harris, but it's still flatter than typical just because of his size. And with the velocity of his fastball, it can play up a little bit above the raw movement traits, because it's more of a arm side run type of fastball. I really like his slider here. I think that fastball up to 98 could play up in the bullpen with that slider. If he does end up in the bullpen, that's a guy that you could see kind of as a late inning relief arm. If he's not in the bullpen and they start him, and honestly, I would expect them to at least try to start him for a little bit. They tend to do that, though we haven't really heard confirmation one way or another as to whether that's going to happen. But it's really an intriguing arm, and better, my first impressions on this guy is it's kind of better than I expected them to get out of the second pick, because I really thought that pretty early on they'd start going a little bit more down the board. But I think Holton's a guy that I like quite a bit.
Yeah, certainly. I do think the injuries kind of help the Braves be able to afford a talented arm like his. There is that reliever risk, like you talk about, Garrett. But even so, I mean, if he is eventually a reliever, he's going to be a pretty quick riser through the organization. Matt, what are your thoughts?
He's an interesting pick. I don't think he's going to be a starter or reliever long term. I would expect he ends up relieving this year after signing, just based on injuries both this year and last year. I mean, he's thrown, what, 50 and 69 innings over the last two seasons. But he's a kid from Savannah, lefty, four good pitches, which should all be average or above. He's all 3 years in the SEC, he has struck out better than 10 per nine, 10.9, 10.0, and then this year, 12.7. He saw the command look quite a bit better this year. But obviously, the health, some questions with the command, and the lack of size do lead to the reliever risk questions. So it's tough to really project what he is, but it's not hard to see a useful arm, whether it's as a starter or as a reliever. And I do think he has a chance to start, but I'm just not 100% sure which role he will end up in long term. But it just feels like a strong.
Garrett, before we wrap, any final thoughts?
Overall, I mean, I would say that the day one went a lot better than I was expecting. I kind of, I had my hopes on some college hitting, but I really expected that ultimately the Braves would go under slot prep arm and getting a guy like Cam and Eddie. I want to hear you guys' thought before we leave from each of you. I mean, draft grades from day one. What do you guys think?
Matt, you go first.
I'm just gonna go with an A, maybe an A minus. I mean, it's hard to really grade the draft without knowing exactly where Kennedy is going to come in at bonus wise, because we don't know, is this going to be 2017 all over again, where it was right waters and then just going cheap the entire rest of the way? Or is this more, there's still a little bit more money to play with and we can get more? Because if it's just going to be a two guy class, the grade would obviously be on that lower end, because there's just not as many chances to hit on somebody. But if there's another couple players in there beyond the cheaper players, then it would be more of that.
For me, it is a really tough draft day to really grade because of that exact reason. There's a ton of risk in this kind of strategy where you almost go all in on one player or two, like Matt said in the 2017 draft. Cam, the Braves were able to add a lottery pick in the 24th pick. There's no other way of saying it. Cam, had he not reclassified, I truly believe it's a top eight pick in the 2025 draft. You're able to get him at 24. That's amazing to just say it plain as day. Like, just an outstanding first pick. But like Matt said, that does come with extreme risk. If you don't hit on Cam, if Cam is not who you think he is, who's like at that top of the rotation, potential, then you might be looking at a rather tough year in terms of who the Braves are able to bring into the organization. And we've talked about, we're actually in the middle of it ourselves, of updating our top 30, and we do see a lot more value in the Braves farm system. But if you're not able to add more and more talent, you see how quickly it can diminish. So overall, I would give it an A for today. But we'll see. Are the Braves able to land maybe one more big name player, use a little more of their draft pool, and then kind of play it cool and just make sure they sign everybody? Like, there's a lot still up in the air. But Garrett, I'd have to say I would definitely give it an A to, if I had to put a number grade on it, I'd almost put it like a right at a 95. I really like Cam Caminiti as a prospect. But that's a wrap for today's episode of Peach State Prospects. We hope you enjoyed our dive into the first two selections from the draft for the Atlanta Braves. These young talents are set to make a monumental impact in the organization, or at least we hope, and we can't wait to see how they develop. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow as we will do this again and continue our draft coverage as we break down rounds 3 through 10. If you like what you heard, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on social media to keep up with more draft content and what on our overall thoughts. Until next time, keep cheering for the Braves and stay tuned for more Peach State prospects.